Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
The Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana, live on X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, President Akufo-Addo says the December 7 elections represents one of the most significant decisions the nation must make, and called on citizens to express their presidential preferences openly.
The most consequential decision that this generation of Ghanaians are going to make is the one on the 7th of December.
But why is the president actively campaigning for the NPP flag bearer, Dr. Bawumia?
The former president says that this contest is between him and Bawumia. I should keep out of it. I don't understand whether he means I'm no longer a citizen of Ghana. I am not going to keep quiet today.
Well, we on board the Vice President's campaign as he inaugurates some electric buses. Also, John Mahama directs the NDC MPs not to participate in any recall of parliament as the Speaker considers the appeal from the majority leader.
Now they want parliament to be recalled for deliberations. Just 12 days to the elections. You say we should stop campaigning and come to parliament. If they like, they should go. But the NDC will not go to parliament.
Also, independent presidential candidate Nana Kwame Bediakun's convoy comes under attack in Enyaso Tum constituency, leaving one person injured and two vehicles damaged. We have details of that for you. Also coming up, EC comes under intense criticism over its plan to limit the presence of journalists in constituency and regional collation centres for the 2024 election, 10 days to the polls.
This is a decision that was not well thought through. I mean, it doesn't even make sense.
I think in many ways it's going to be counterproductive.
Well, the EC now says it will engage with the GGA and GIBA to arrive at a workable solution. We have details of that for you in sports.
Black Stars coach Otuado is set to meet the Ghana Football Association's Executive Council in a performance review meeting that could determine his future.
And also, political parties pledge to prioritize clean air in the winter elections as researchers warn of the impact of the worsening air quality situation in the country.
It's under our government. We are trying to bring in a relief for those truck drivers to be replaced with new cars.
I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay with me for details. Let's get into the details now, starting from the election headquarters.
Election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, Jobbox Technology, a convenient service, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gaps for positive youth development. Syntex Tanks, Aya Strong, Aya Tough, Potential Real Estate, your trusted partner in real estate. Deluxe Paint, Paint Mu Champion.
President Akufo-Addo has described the upcoming December 7 elections as a pivotal moment for Ghanaians, emphasizing the importance of active participation in the democratic process. He stated that the election represents one of the most significant decisions the nation must make and called on citizens to express their preferences openly. The president deemed it irresponsible for anyone to remain silent on such a critical matter, urging all eligible voters to engage constructively in shaping the country's future. He addressed various religious leaders in the Ashanti regional capital, Kumasi.
The former president says that this contest is between him and Bawumia. I should keep out of it. I shouldn't. I don't understand whether he means I'm no longer a citizen of Ghana or what. But I should keep out of it. The most consequential decision that this generation of Ghanaians are going to make is the one on the 7th of December. The most consequential decision. In fact, in my view, it would be irresponsible for anybody to keep quiet about who their preference is. It's to say, which way Ghana should go. I am not going to keep quiet today, and I'm not going to keep quiet tomorrow. I will speak my mind on this matter. I am the first. Yes, some 80% of it has been complete. But 80% is not 100%. We need somebody That's what we require at this stage in our history.
Well, President Akufo-Addo did not stop there. He also described Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia and Matthew Opoku-Prempeh's ticket as the best pair to lead the country into the future.
So 8 years in opposition, 8 years in government, honest, competent, hardworking, loyal, now in government, in the running of the state, that's such a very important quality, especially if you are the leader of the pack. So you work with people whom you can trust. I have 100% confidence and trust in Mahamudu Bawumia.
And you heard the President Akufo-Addo. Well, Vice President Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia is inaugurating electric vehicles imported for use by the mass transport services. My colleague Kenneth Jesse joins me on the line. Kenneth, tell us more about the features of the buses.
Well, Mamiusi, we understand that this is part of a government commitment to enhancing accessibility and affordability in public transportation. So the Vice President is expected to highlight the benefits of electric vehicles, which include lower operational costs compared to traditional vehicles, and thereby reducing fares for passengers by as much as 50%. Now, additionally, this move, we understand, is part of government's efforts to meet global environmental standards and contribute to the fight against climate change. The electric buses will be piloted in the Greater Accra region, with the first 100 buses with routes such as Accra to Adenta and back, Accra to Amasaman and back, and Ashaiman to Accra and back. We understand that charging ports will be positioned at the various metro mass transit stations to help the cars function properly.
Right. Thank you so much, Kenneth JC. Well, let's head to the camp of the NDC now. Former President John Mahama has announced that members of parliament from the National Democratic Congress will abstain from participating in any parliamentary recall. The decision follows the majority leader's appeal to the Speaker of Parliament for an urgent session. Mr. Mahama emphasized the NDC stance, signaling a strong opposition to what the party views as attempts to push through controversial decisions under the guise of urgency. He was speaking at a campaign rally in the Western region. Max Olagbagba has more.
On the second day of his tour of the Western region, John Mahama visited Dempoho, Hunter West, Jomoro, Elembele and Takwa constituencies. John Mahama responded to President Akufo-Addo's claims that he cannot sustain the 24-hour economy with a Dumso legacy, stressing that at the time he handed over power, Dumso had ended.
I expect that when MPP is telling lies, they'll leave it to the younger ones and the junior ones to do. But when the senior ones like Nana Akufo-Addo says that Dumso was not solved before we came. In 2016, Dumso had been solved. Nobody's lights went off in 2016. He should, if you lie, you will not go to heaven. At his age, he should be preparing his soul for heaven. So he should stop lying.
The free senior high school policy, he shut down what he described as NPP propaganda, stating that the NDC will make the policy better.
If you look on social media recently, their running mate, Napo, he said they came, he was Minister of Education at the time, that they came and paid a debt of 30 million Ghana cedis, free SHS debt from our administration. So if you say we didn't start free SHS, how did you come and pay 30 million Ghana cedis, free SHS debt?
Well, Maxwell Agbagba is traveling with the NDC campaign team and he joins me now on the line. Maxwell, what's the focus for today?
Well, John Mahama just finished speaking here in the first constituency for the day. It is the last day of the tour of the Western region. He just finished speaking in the Baluejua constituency. And here he's been promising the residents that if NDC wins the election in December, the party is going to attach technology aspects to licensed small-scale miners across the country to help them adopt environmental sustainable mining practices. This, he says, will prevent the destruction of the nation's forests and water bodies caused by irresponsible mining methods. He said they would also employ the youth and be taught how to restore mined lands by planting trees and cultivating crops, ensuring that land remains productive for future generations. Another key issue he's been talking about here is the issue of roads. And he's been promising the people that if NDC is elected in December, the party will prioritize the construction of roads here in the Baluejua constituency.
Thank you, Maxwell Agbagba. And now we come back to the Greater Accra region. One person was injured and two vehicles damaged in a violent attack on independent presidential candidate Nana Kwame Bediakon's campaign team in the Enyasotun constituency on Tuesday. While the candidate escaped unhurt, traumatized media personnel were left shaken with a UTV reporter withdrawing from the coverage. Collins Frimpong's report read to you. The media team embedded with Nana Kwame Bediakon's campaign convoy was left shaken and traumatized after a violent attack by a group of youth in the Sotium community. What began as a routine campaign stop quickly escalated into chaos when the convoy came under a hail of stones. Journalists and members of the campaign team were visibly distressed as they recounted their ordeal. The attack reportedly stemmed from the youth's dissatisfaction that Nana Kwame Bediakon had entered the community to campaign without first paying a visit to their chief. Tensions rose sharply, and the campaign team had to call for police protection to restore order. Even with the police presence, fear lingered. Terrified journalists openly discussed their safety, noting the presence of young men on motorbikes poised and ready to strike again.
And I heard what was was insulting us that we are fools. We are fools. I'm like, he was insulting us.
Gabby, what is that?
The guy was insulting us.
The situation became so unsettling that one journalist ultimately withdrew from covering the campaign. Collins from Pons report for Joy News.
While still in the election headquarters, the Electoral Commission has come under intense fire over its decision to limit the number of journalists it will allow to cover the collation of results at the constituency and regional level. According to a memo sent from the EC headquarters in Accra to its regional directors, the EC requested names of credible media houses to be accredited by the Commission. The Commission plans to allow only 8 media houses at the constituency collation centres and 12 at the regional coalition centers. Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleiman Obraima, described the situation as ill thought through. He spoke on the Super Morning Show.
This is a decision that was not well thought through, because what is being said is practically quite, it doesn't even make sense. How do you say that, as far as you are concerned, when you say media, all you know is TV and radio. So for the first time, we're not going to have coverage by Daily Graphic, coverage by Ghanaian Times, Ghana News Agency, all the private, you know, newspapers. And then, you know, there are major online media outlets that are, you know, significant in terms of public communication and the media ecosystem in our country. Yesterday, I listened to Dr. Bosman, who was saying that it's because there are other entities and groups that have also applied for observation. And I think that if there should be even just one observer among the stakeholders, that must be the media.
Well, Director of Programs and Policy Engagement at CDD, Dr. Kojo Pomponiasante, has also kicked against the decision, warning it will not achieve whatever outcome the EC intends. He also warns it could further deepen mistrust in the electoral process.
I'm not sure what is motivating the EC to make these decisions, but I think in many ways it's going to be counterproductive to the objectives of promoting.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
in transparency and so on. And I think, you know, from what Suleiman is saying, really, I'm sure if the EC has consulted the media, which they have to work with to make this election as transparent as it can be, I don't think they would have come to those proposals. Mm. So I definitely think that they have to re-engage, because otherwise I think what they are trying to do will be counterproductive.
Well, Professor of Political Science at the University of Ghana, Ransford Jampo, says he does not believe the EC is taking this action to hide anything about the process from citizens, but called for engagement with stakeholders to resolve the misunderstanding.
The Electoral Commission, I believe, know that one of its cardinal principles is transparency. And so it is expected to do everything possible to ensure that nobody is harmed with it, as far as its processes, as far as transparency of the processes, you know, is concerned. But it does not also mean an open sesame where so everybody, every blogger, everybody who can simply get information from other media houses would also want to be there. Otherwise, I'm sure the place would be choked. So I think that the commission should sit and engage more with you guys in the media. Once this is done, then I'm sure there'll be clarity, and then there wouldn't be any suspicion. Once this has not been done, then it creates an unnecessary room for people to suspect that things may be done in an opaque manner. But I don't think the EC is interested in doing things in a manner that will be hidden from the people of Ghana.
Well, it appears the Electoral Commission has listened to calls to engage. They have a statement. Kwekwa Asante of our political desk joins me in studio with a copy of that statement. Kwekwa, what's the EC doing now in response to that criticism?
Well, according to this statement signed by Samuel Tete, deputy chair in charge of operations, it says, since the memo directing the commission staff at the district and regional level to select media houses for accreditation to collation centres was made public, the commission has received numerous calls from members of its media partners. As a listening commission, we are engaging the leadership of the Ghana Journalists Association and the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association on the issue, and trust that we will arrive at an arrangement that is both workable and acceptable. The commission is keen on ensuring the highest level of transparency in its operations, hence the opening up of all its constituency, regional and national coalition centers to the media. In doing so, the commission is mindful of the need to ensure an orderly and peaceful process at all collation centers, hence the quotas on the number of persons who can access the collation centers at any given time, MBC.
Thank you, Kwekwa. Well, still on the processes leading up to the election, the commission is finalizing processes to ensure every region and constituency receive electoral materials ahead of the special election on Monday and the main election on December 7. Chairperson of the commission, Jean Mensah, provided this update yesterday.
Verification devices are also being prepared, and we are confident that by this weekend, all the biometric verification devices will be safely lodged in the police armories across the country. As we speak, we have over 8 regions. The biometric verification devices have been sent to over 8 regional armories, and they are in safe keeping there. It's important to highlight.
EC person Jean Mensah, let's take you live to the Volta region now, where electoral materials have just arrived. Correspondent Fred Kwame Asare joins me with details. Fred, what can you tell us?
Well, so the trucks actually arrived yesterday, but because it was late, they decided to defer the inspection process to this morning. They resumed the inspection at about 9 a.m., where we were told that both trucks contained 186 sacks of sacks or bags of presidential ballot papers, and then 70 bags of parliamentary ballot papers. I spoke to some of the regional executives here, and then James Gunu, who is the regional secretary, the NDC regional secretary, expressed concerns about the ballot papers arriving 10 days to the general election. He believes the materials had arrived a bit late.
10 days to this crucial election, we are now receiving our ballot papers. So today's process, we have just started. We haven't gotten anywhere yet. So let's go through the process, you know, go through the contents of all the materials that are back. Then at the end of the day, whatever discrepancies that we discover, we will let you know.
Well, Fred, what about the NPP reps?
So on the side of the NPP, the regional secretary, that is Pope Yevo, he expressed satisfaction at the inspection process here at the Volta Regional Police Headquarters in Yevo.
Yeah, so far, so good. We are satisfied. We are expecting about 186 presidential bags. They are here. We are expecting 70 parliamentary bags. They are here. And so the details will be in the bags. So when we are done with that, then we can give the final, a score.
Well, you're still listening to the Midday News Live on Joy 99.7 FM. We take a break here. We return with sports and also political parties pledge to prioritize clean air if they win the elections, as researchers warn of the impact of the worsening air quality in the country.
It's under our government. We are trying to bring in a relief for those trotter drivers to be replaced with new cars.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricant. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricant, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
Efia, I've been thinking. Have you noticed the changes in our community?
Kajo, things are really different now. The MPP has really made a difference.
Exactly. Free SHS, healthcare, new factories. It's like a whole new Ghana.
And don't forget, electricity is so much reliable now. I remember when we used to go days without light.
True. The MPP has done a lot to improve the basics.
Ajua is a beneficiary of Free SHS, and now she is in university.
And that's the kind of leadership we need. Someone who is focused on making things better for everyone. But if you are still, there are a lot more to be done for the development of Ghana.
Absolutely, Kwaju. The MPP has shown that real progress is possible.
On December 7th, let's vote to keep this positive impact going. Vote number one on the ballot. Vote MPP for a better and prosperous Ghana.
The luckiest
stars, everyone to us.
Luck is everywhere.
Here's to the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is everywhere.
Dial *712# now. Join in the luckiest winning celebration every 1st July 2024. Over dial *712# now. I can swear to take it through as a group, individual, and as a, even as a community. Now, win is the car cashier prizes are cashier in the community draw, or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with *712# now. Join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest.
Welcome back to the Midday News. Achu is here with sports, Achu.
Black Stars coach Otuado is meeting the Ghana Football Association's Executive Council to review his performances during the Africa Cup of Nations 2025 qualifiers. Well, sources have told Joy Sports that although there are no indications that Otuado will be sacked at the end of this performance review, as the FA remains confident in his credentials, the composition of the backroom staff is likely to change.
Thank you, Achu. Now, former Minister for Environment, Science and Technology and Innovation, Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Boateng, says the government led by President Akufo-Addo has the power to end illegal mining before the election. Now, Professor Frimpong-Boateng, who led an inter-ministerial committee task force with fighting illegal mining, speaking in an interview with Joy News, asserted that President Akufo-Addo, when he placed his presidency on the line to fight illegal mining, was committed to do so, but was not successful due to some elements in his own government.
Look, this government has the power, even now, before 7 January, to stop mining in the on the water bodies, dredging, to stop it, and then stop mining in the forest itself. That should be the starting point. The others can't be regulated in a way, but the mining on the water bodies, look, a lot of the rivers have lost their original course. I mean, fragmented, turned around, blocked, sedimented, and something must be done now. So, as I said, this government has the power to do that now, because if something is not done and it goes on and on, it will not stop.
Well, Professor Frimpong-Boateng also said that Dr. Mahmoud Oubamia lacks emotional connections with the party, arguing that the party is losing its value, the reason for its indifference in the upcoming election.
My real party is not on the ballot sheet. The NPP is fragmented, decimated, disunited. There's no cohesion. I really don't feel that I'm part of it, because this is a party I love. I have emotional attachment to it from the days of my grandfather. This MPP, the MPP identify what is a party that believes in the rule of law, believes in good governance, believes in the separation of powers, believes that the party does not belong to anyone. And it's not a party where people who are not voted for or have no business in the party get powers, and they disrespect people who have worked hard. Dr. Oubamia is a very nice person, but I don't see him as a person who has emotional attachment to the MPP.
Air quality analysts say they are unimpressed with the attention given to air quality and pollution in the 2024 manifestos of political parties, warning of the worsening impact of poor air quality in Ghana. Public transport, particularly trotros, remain one of the country's biggest polluters. At the Joy News Clean Air Dialogue in Accra, political parties pledged to prioritize clean air if elected. Now, there's more in the following report.
Air pollution in Ghana claims about 28,000 lives annually, with children and the elderly most at risk. Research links rising asthma cases in kids under 5 to urbanization and dusty, unpaved schools. Dr. Sandra Kwaten Owusu explains.
For adolescents 12 to 14 years, 16% of them that we screened in Kumasi actually reported asthma symptoms. That's massive.
With the December 2024 polls approaching, Desmond Appiah of Clean Air Fund urged political parties to prioritize reducing air pollution, particularly in urban areas. He was speaking at the Clean Air Dialogue, organized in collaboration with Clean Air Fund and Bridge Cities.
What we are looking for is for deliberate, focused, intentional policies and actions.
Political parties pledge to prioritize clean air if they win the election. Deputy Director of Policy for the Movement for Change, Courage Nobi, said they will tighten laws on air pollution.
Clean energy solutions is also on the banners.
CPP's Ashanti Regional Secretary, Issa Abdul Salam, says they will incentivize public transport owners to replace old polluting vehicles with climate-friendly ones.
Michael Ashali with that report. Now, the Ministry of Education is intensifying efforts to combat sexual harassment in P-tertiary schools following a Ghana Statistical Service survey revealing that 1 in 10 girls had their first sexual encounter before age 15, with some becoming pregnant. The campaign aims to create safer and more inclusive environments for senior high school students. Greater Accra Regional Education Director Stephen Abamfo spoke to Joy News.
We gather with a shared commitment to an essential cause: creating school environments that are free from fear, harassment, and violence. This event aligns with a global campaign of 16 days of activism against gender-based.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.